Both the boys' and girls' Kodiaks basketball teams gave Creighton Community School reason to cheer last weekend. The school's two senior clubs both went undefeated in out-of-town tournaments. The Kodiaks girls' team headed to Preceville for a tournament Feb 3-4, a town where the team had never played a tournament before. Creighton started off playing the host Preceville School Panthers, picking up a 58-28 win, then went even bigger against the Hudson Bay Composite High School Riders, getting a 61-17 victory. The school's third and final game of the weekend was against the Martinsville High School Royals, a high school with an enrollment of over 500 students, much larger than Creighton. Despite the numbers' disadvantage, the Kodiaks would pick up a third and final win, getting a 41-33 win to end the weekend undefeated. A week before, the Kodiaks took part in a tournament in Wynyard January 27-28, losing their first game to the Indian Head Bronx but defeating the Middle Lake, Lake Lenore Avengers and the Foam Lake Panthers later in the weekend. The girls' squad will be playing in a Northeast Saskatchewan Schools Athletic Conference, NESSAC, tournament February 15 in Nipawin. Speaking of Nipawin, the boys' Kodiaks squad took part in a tournament in the regional hub last weekend and also came away victorious, winning an 8-team tournament. Frontier Cranberry Portage's Frontier Collegiate Raiders Junior Varsity Boys came out on top in a tournament in St. Rose, finishing first after an All-Northern Final. The Raiders opened the tournament by beating the Swan Valley Tigers 55-32, setting up a semifinal date with the St. Rose Celtics. Frontier eliminated the hosts with a 60-25 win, setting the stage for an All-Northern Final between the Raiders and the PA Margaret Barber Collegiate, MBCI, Spartans. The Spartans would put up more points than they had against any other team that weekend, but Frontier's offense proved to be too much. The Raiders took a 68-50 win, taking the tournament's top spot. Hapnot Collegiate's JV Kings also hit the floor, but saw far less success. The Kings lost their first game to MBCI 70-31, setting up a matchup with Moose Lake's Frontier Mosakahican Grizzlies. The Grizzlies lost their first game by a score of 20-0, but they found their offense against the Kings, handing them an 88-38 loss. Pushing the Kings down into the seventh-place game, the Ebb and Flow Thunderbirds stepped on the Kings one last time, beating them 57-56 and putting the JV Kings in last place in the 8-team draw. Frontier's senior boys Raiders also were in action in a tournament in Gimli, first beating Riverton 59-20 before losing a high-scoring 75-60 game against Black River Anishinaabe, Powerview in the semis. In a third-place game, Frontier took their frustration out on Warren, beating them down with a lopsided 82-47 win. Hapnot Collegiate had an off week with tournament competition, but the senior Hapnot Queens held their own exhibition games with Frontier Collegiate. The two schools' senior clubs played two games against each other February 4 at the Hapnot Gym. Both games were won by the Queens, first winning 83-20 Saturday morning, then putting up a 90-24 win in the afternoon. Hapnot's girls' teams were both ranked in the provincial top 10 by the Manitoba High Schools Athletic Association, MHSAA, AW Girls Power Rankings. The senior Queens were ranked 8th for the past 2 weeks, while the junior varsity team is ranked 9th, down from 8th in mid-January. Both teams are the only Northern Manitoba teams in the top 10 rankings. The senior Queens are set to go back to Swan River this weekend for the Swan Valley Invitational Tournament, while the senior Kings will be at the Clipper Varsity Boys Invitational Tournament in Dauphin this weekend. The Queens will play their first game in the 8-team, single elimination tournament at 6 p.m. Friday against Minigozeeb Anishinaabe School from Pine Creek First Nation.